What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, top of hour. First of all, a little program note here. I did misspeak. The hours for our new show starting on June 4th are from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. It is a three-hour show, so you get a little bit more of me every single day. We're going to be doing a push for more on-air guests to help take up some of that extra time. And I apologize to all those people who are very upset that we're not going to stay in this time slot. But really, it's going to help us grow and reach more people. And it's a good opportunity. And I would be silly not to be taking it. All righty. This story just came through, and I absolutely love this thing. Now, we all know who George Lucas is. You know, Star Wars, THX-1138. All kinds of wonderful movies. And as you're probably aware, he, many, many years ago, relocated his filmmaking centers to Northern California. And he bought a huge block of land 40 years ago when he moved up there. He bought this huge swath of land in Marin County. And he wanted to build a state-of-the-art motion picture studio there, latest in CGI, latest in, you know, just high tech, in order to produce movies in Northern California, and was going to be the source of a lot of new jobs for the region. But the problem is, George Lucas's neighbors in Marin County, they're already rich. They're not looking to work. And they just didn't want that icky movie studio and all those movie type people wandering around their community. So they have been fighting him tooth and nail over this building of a movie studio. They're putting up subdivisions left and right, you know, just, you know, homes and bedroom community and everything, but they didn't want a movie studio there. And so finally, Lucas has canceled the plans to build the movie studio there, which is a shame. It would have been a lovely facility, kind of place I would have loved to have lived and worked if I was still in that line of work. So what is he going to do with the land? You're going to love this thing. He's going to build low-income housing on this big chunk of land right in the middle of this rich neighborhood that wouldn't let him build a movie studio. George, I love you. I think it's beautiful. Good for you. Good for you. Low-income housing. That's going to teach these homeowners associations, you know, about the movie studio probably would have been a better way to go. But he's going to put up low-income housing on his land. Outstanding. I absolutely love it here. All righty. Let's see. What else do we have here? All right. I want to talk about the U.S. government, the House of Representatives in particular. The House of Representatives did vote through that bill to cut social services, including food stamps, so that they could avoid these automatic reductions in defense spending due to take effect in January. So, obscenity, thy name is Congress. They are telling the families who are on food stamps, you have to go hungry because we want more bombs and more bullets and more robotic drones to rain white-hot flaming death down on the innocents of other countries. Because after all, we have a right to go out and murder in cold blood people who are merely a suspect. Somebody said something bad about him in exchange for a war. By golly, that's grounds right there to go out and blow them into bloody bits. Now, in that same session of the House of Representatives, they have voted to give $680 million of your tax dollars to Israel to help build up their Iron Dome anti-missile defense system. In other words, the United States Congress is starving the people of the United States of America in order to give more weapons to Israel, which has a bad habit of attacking everybody around it. Who is this government working for? And is it time to fire them and replace it with a government that will work for us? We'll be back after these commercials.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Working two jobs has never seemed to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the United States House of Representatives, the finest government money can buy. Unfortunately, it's Israel's money that it seems to be controlling things over there. Along with this bill to starve the American people, to preserve the Pentagon's budget, to starve the American people, to give more weapons to Israel, the House is voting tomorrow on this bill that was put forward by AIPAC, the American-Israel Political Affairs Committee, largest foreign policy lobby in America, and the only one not required to register as a lobby. And they put forward this bill, which basically says that the only allowable reaction to the Iranian nuclear threat is war. This bill rules out any kind of containment or sanctions or negotiations. It says with the United States sees Iran as a nuclear threat or a potential nuclear threat, the only legally allowable outcome is to invade, which is, of course, what Israel wants. Israel wants your kids to go over to Iran and kill Israel's enemies for them in order to preserve their monopoly of clandestine nuclear weapons. Now, here's the part we all need to keep in mind. If this bill is voted on by the House and by the Senate, and it's expected to pass with little opposition, Barack Obama can veto it. That's really what his job is about, is throwing cold water on congressional darn foolishness. You can get out that little rubber stamp. It's in the middle drawer of that desk in the Oval Office, the one they made out of that old British warship. And it says right on there, veto. And he can stamp that bill, sign his name, and it is gone. Now, obviously, we condemn the House and Senate for yet another pander to Israel's war ambitions, especially because it's going to be American kids and not Israelis who die in this invasion. But we have to keep in mind, the president can veto this nonsense legislation. And if he doesn't, it basically means that he is owned and bought by the Israelis. Gay marriage, gay marriage. I support gay marriage. Forget about Israel. Forget about another war for Israel. Gay marriage, illegal immigrants, abortion. Trying as hard as they can here. All around the country, we see the signs of problems. Apparently, Stephen Reed, Harrisburg's mayor for 28 years, so overborrowed and spent that he's basically left Pennsylvania near bankruptcy. And apparently, the only reason they haven't gone into bankruptcy is there was a law saying that the city could not declare bankruptcy, but that law expires in July. And so we're probably going to see Harrisburg going into bankruptcy in July. California deficit has soared to $16 billion, according to Governor Jerry Brown. Now, remember, we're talking deficit, not the total debt, the deficit. People tend to confuse the two a little bit. The debt is how much you owe in total. The deficit is how much further you went into debt this last fiscal period. And basically, they're saying that the reason the deficit has soared to $16 billion, and if you're in California, you have my deepest sympathies, is they're saying that the revenue projections for taxes fell far short of what they thought they were going to be, leading to billions of dollars in shortfalls. Well, here's what happened. Governor Brown actually believed the U.S. federal government's official jobless figures of 8 to 9%. And they based all their revenue projections on, well, we've got this many people in state of California, and only 8 to 9% of them are out of work, so we can expect taxes from all the rest. And we know that's not true, because there are 86 million Americans ready to work, willing to work, who cannot find a job, and they are simply not being counted by the federal government any longer as an embarrassment in an election year. So the true jobless rate in this country is over 40%, far worse than it was during the crash in 1929. And every state, county, and city government that is basing their financial forecasts on this 8 to 9% jobless rate are drastically overstating their expected tax revenues, and they're all coming up short. So Brown is an idiot for believing the U.S. federal government. Anybody who believes the federal government at this point is an idiot. I'm sorry. China is apparently cashing out some of their debt by coming over here to the United States and starting to buy things, like some banks, perfectly legal to do. AMC Entertainment, which owns the second largest movie theater chain in North America, is talking about selling their entire operation to the Wanda Group, which is one of China's largest theater owners. Now, AMC Entertainment is owned part by Bain Capital, that's Mitt Romney's former company, and the Carlyle Group, which is loaded up with all these ex-presidents who created this economic mess, and now they're going to cash out. So, probably going to have a lot more chop socky movies in the theaters from now on. Getting into the situation with Ron Paul, one of the most obvious and blatant cases of media blackout just happened on C-SPAN, where C-SPAN talking head, and there's a video of it. It is at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. If they yank it for copyright violation, I made a local copy. I'll go ahead and I'll put that one back up under fair use. But this C-SPAN newscaster is reading tweets, and he's reading this very positive tweet that if you want change and you want progress, you should vote for. And the newscaster says, Mitt Romney, apparently unaware that the video switcher was now showing the actual tweet on the computer screen where it said, vote for Ron Paul. So grab this video and have it to show people at anybody who still thinks the American corporate media is unbiased and fair and objective. You show them this. The guy took a tweet that was in favor of Ron Paul, and he said, oh, it's in favor of Mitt Romney, and didn't realize the camera was showing the original tweet. That is how blatant these prostitutes are about trying to throw this thing to Mitt Romney. Now, apparently over in Arizona, as was the case in Iowa, massive, massive vote fraud in support of Mitt Romney. Apparently, you know, ballots were locked up, going to be counted tomorrow, going to be counted in a remote location, same thing. Apparently, Ron Paul supporters caught Romney's supporters ballot stuffing, 8, 10, 12 ballots in their hand going into the ballot box. When they complained to the people overseeing the election, and this is on video as well, the GOP leadership told the people monitoring the election to ignore the ballot stuffing. Yeah, we know what's going on, just don't say anything. That's how blatant it's getting. This election is so crooked, they have to screw those ballots into the ballot box. So this massive, massive vote fraud. Somebody just sent me a news article saying that Ron Paul had announced he was quitting his campaign in all the remaining states that had not yet had primaries. I don't buy that for one second. And even if he was, they wouldn't announce it. Every dirty trick they can put out, any dirty trick they can pull, they're going to do that. They're going to do that. Massive, massive fraud here. By the way, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, you might want to stay away from Chicago next weekend. Because even if there isn't a false flag attack, there's going to be confrontations between the protesters and the police. The police are gearing up to cause as many confrontations as possible with the goal toward demonizing the Occupy movement, who are going to be there. And if Ron Paul supporters are there, you can just expect the media will be there to say, oh, look at those Ron Paul supporters, how violent and dangerous they are. And the funny thing is, apparently a Mitt Romney supporter was punching a Ron Paul supporter. They had to call the cops on him this last week. So got to keep a low key, got to keep that high moral pathway. You got the alternative media out here to get down in the mud when it's necessary. Stay the course, stay the path. Ron Paul has maintained himself playing by the rules. We already know the GOP is breaking its own rules left and right. What we're doing is working. Let's keep going with that one. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Oh, I guess the caller dropped. All right. Now, another story has come up. Do you remember back during the 2008 campaign when the Reverend Jeremiah Wright was opening his yap and causing all kinds of problems for Obama's campaign? Well, apparently, you know, after he said this September 11th terrorist attacks were Americans' chickens coming home to roost, apparently the Obama campaign paid Reverend Jeremiah Wright $150,000 to shut up until after the election was over. I'm offended. The most I've ever been offered to shut up is $5. I'm insulted. I'm really insulted. Romney is out there screaming that the Bank of America protesters are too young to understand the economy. In other words, if you're not this old ancient money junkie, then you're just too stupid to understand how the economy works. We do understand how the economy works. The economy in the United States of America is a system that generates more debt than money. And it is a trap, a debt slavery trap, in order to control us. And it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. This is rule by compound interest. It was intentionally set up to bring us all under the control of the money junkies. And we see the trap. And we understand very well what's going on with this economy, Mr. Romney. We'll be right back after these commercials. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, yeah, apparently this story about Ron Paul, quitting the campaign, as usual, it's the corporate media trying to spin something. Basically what he's saying is they're tight on money. He's refusing to go into debt, you know, to continue fighting the campaign, and they're going to focus on the delegate races. But again, the entire situation is out here. And I gotta tell you, yeah, here, somebody just said, yeah, Paul's out. Ron Paul is out. Drudge Report is already saying, yeah, he's out. He's out. God, they're so eager to get rid of this guy. You know something? I'm having trouble believing this, because even if Ron Paul was going to pull back on the state campaigns, why would he announce it, knowing what the corporate media was going to do with it? So I'm smelling a real rat on this one. We'll see how it plays. Going to keep an eye on it. But, yeah, this looks like a Hail Mary pass to try and steal the election back from Mitt Romney. Meanwhile, the Pentagon was so inundated with so many studies, all at taxpayer expense in 2010, they commissioned a study to study the studies to see how much it had cost to produce all those studies. Now, the Government Accountability Office has issued their own study on the Pentagon study of all the Pentagon studies and concluded that it was a complete flop and a waste of taxpayer money. And the U.S. House of Representatives just slashed social spending so they can keep shoveling your money into this Pentagon. Does that sound like wise and prudent leadership? I don't think so. All right. Now, a lot of longtime listeners are well aware that I've made a big issue about planned obsolescence, of how products we are sold are designed to fail as soon as the warranty is over, as soon as the payments stop, in order to force us back into servitude to the banks to buy a new one of whatever. And, of course, what got me started on this was this horrible piece of crap Nissan Xterra, built in Tennessee, that was just nothing but one problem after the other, after the other, after the other. And it literally destroyed its engine, second engine that had been in there, destroyed it the week we made the final payment. So we just donated it to Hawaii's Kidney Cars. And we were very, very fortunate in that we knew this family who was leaving the country. And we bought their old Honda Civic. And it's 12 years old. And the paint is fine, not a speck of rust anywhere on it. It's running great. I'm happy as all heck about that. So we've also talked a lot about how literally there was a light bulb conspiracy. And there's a documentary out by the same name. It's in the screening room at whatreallyhappened.com. You can go watch it there. Where the manufacturers of the old-style Edison tungsten light bulbs literally have to pay a fine if their bulbs last longer than 1,000 hours. They're designed to fail after 1,000 hours in order that you go back and you buy another light bulb. That's the business model. Everything is built to wear out, to fall apart as quickly as possible, so you buy another one. So far, so good. Then, of course, we had the compact fluorescents that came along. Oh, these are great. Yeah, they're more expensive, but they'll last 5 years, and they'll do this and they'll do that. They turned out to be a major disaster. They didn't last anywhere near as long as the companies claimed. And we were mandated to buy them. General Electric literally wrote this legislation that went through Congress saying, oh, you can't buy those old-style glass and tungsten bulbs anymore. You have to buy energy-efficient lighting, which just happens to be the compact fluorescents. And it turned out they didn't last as long as they were supposed to. In many cases, they could fail in a way that could start a fire, and there were quite a few of those. We had one of those here. It had partially failed, and we didn't realize it was actually using 200 watts of electricity until we finally realized it was awfully, awfully hot. So we had to replace that. They're not reliable, and they contain mercury vapor, which is toxic. If you break them, you have to get the hazmat people out there. And there's a radioisotope in there as part of the igniter circuit to turn it on, to get it going in the first place. Wonderful thing to have in your home. Well, now the LED lights are coming out. And I noticed as soon as the LED lights were there, now we're actually starting to see in the news, you know, those compact fluorescents may not have been a good idea. You need to switch to blah, 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 blah. And our local hardware store finally got in the new Philips LED room lights. And I bought one. They're very expensive. About $45 is what I spent for this thing. It's supposed to be the lighting equivalent of a 75-watt bulb, supposed to be dimmable, supposed to last an estimated 22 years, which is probably longer than I'm going to last. But we got it, and we put it in the lamp that is the most used lamp in our home. And this is now a little consumer test that we're running. Now, it does put out a great deal of light. I'm very pleased with that. It is not really dimmable in that the dimmer we had on it, the low and middle settings worked fine, but on the high setting, the bulb would flicker. It was very annoying, so we wound up having to pull that out. We might try some other dimmers. There's a couple of different ways the dimmers are working. We'll see if we can get that working. But that part of it, it didn't live up to its advertising. They say it's drawing only 15 watts from the wall. I'm sorry, 13 watts from the wall. I put my watt meter on it. It's actually pulling about 15. I think I can live with that. But the big question is going to be, this light is in use, daily use here, and I'm going to let you know. If it should fail, I will let you know. My personal sense here is these LEDs are a much better way to go than the compact fluorescents. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And by the way, Mike is now taking over the control room, and our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, I have just linked to the top of whatreallyhappened.com the official statement from the Ron Paul campaign. And all he's saying is, due to the limited financial support he has, because remember, none of these big corporations are supporting him. Wall Street certainly isn't supporting him. Israel isn't supporting him. And he's saying, we're going to continue to focus on the state delegations. They're basically going to say we're getting all the success at going in and assuming leadership positions at the state delegations, and that's, you know, you go with what's working. And the corporate media is just absolutely trying to say, oh, he's quit, he's going away. This is it. This is all. He's finally admitted the inevitable that Mitt Romney is going to be the candidate. Drudge Report is just out there. Paul out. That's the headline over at drudgereport.com right now. They are so desperate to get rid of him. And I have to say, I think Ron Paul, whoever wrote this press release for him, wasn't really thinking in terms of how will the corporate media use this to damage the campaign. There are sadly, unfortunately, some very naive and trusting people over there in the Ron Paul campaign. They think everybody plays by the rules on the high moral ground that their candidate does and absolutely does not here. All righty, let's see. We have a caller, Casey in Georgia, I think is what it says. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. As usual, it's a great show. Always just a wealth of information out there. This isn't why I called, but I just read something that I thought you might appreciate. Pat Robertson was quoted, and I'm going to paraphrase him, "Vote for Romney because Jesus ain't running."
Well, I thought he was running. Santorum said he was Jesus, remember?
Well, I guess maybe he threw his delegate somewhere else. I don't know.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, the political establishment are so terrified of Ron Paul. And I think with catching them on that C-SPAN thing and now this situation, they're obviously terrified of him, and this is a rank political maneuver to try and demoralize his support base by saying that he's quit. And, you know, Ron Paul, if anybody from the Ron Paul campaign is listening to my show right now, you had better get out there and counter this thing and say, no, we're not quitting. We're here to stay to the end. The corporate media is shoveling the bovine excrement at you with both hands right now. That's exactly what's
happening. With Ron Paul staying in the race, the upshot of that is that the Penn's stock has gone up.
Sure I understand exactly what you're saying.
You know,
but
there's just a lot of people.
Yeah, we don't need
scared.
A clarification. This is a family show. We don't need
a... Okay. All right. Hey, the real reason I called was talking about the LED bulbs.
Yes.
I've got some, and I'm very happy with them. Four for a paddle fan fixture in our great room. And I will say this. I'm not trying to give the website a commercial, but it's named after a big river in the South America. You know?
Okay.
The name of the river.com.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
All right. And I got some Phillips, the ones that is showing the 12.5 watt. A19 light bulb, and they're going for $23.39 a piece on there. And
okay,
I've got
well,
a Prime account, so that's a delivered price. I don't even pay shipping on mine.
Well, you know, the first bulbs they put out there were these decorator bulbs for things like ceiling fans. Those actually weren't producing the light output. You know, they like to say the equivalent of a 20-watt bulb or the equivalent of this, and they aren't really because they checked with a meter. This is the first one I got that actually put out the light that they said it was going to put out. And so it's a very, very nice device. You know, I've gone to LEDs in all my flashlights. I don't have any flashlights left that still have the old Edison-style bulbs in there.
Uh-huh.
And one by one, I'm going to get rid of all these compact fluorescent bulbs and switch over to these LEDs. Like I said, I bought this one, and it's running every single day, and we're going to see if it shows any sign of an early failure.
What kind of meter do you check those with? What's your meter? Because I'm interested in getting one of those.
Well, I have a cinematographer's light meter that we use on motion picture sets, and it's an expensive piece of kit, and it's really more money than you want to spend just to measure light bulbs. But since I had it,
China mark, yeah. Hey,
yeah,
listen,
no,
one more point, and then I'm going to jump off. I've been down to the Thomas Edison winter home in Fort Myers, Florida, on several occasions, and Michael, they still got light bulbs in there that he put together that are still burning.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you've seen there's that light bulb that's in California fire station. It's been burning for over 100 years.
I mean,
Edison's first experimental bulbs were good for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 hours. And they got longer and longer, and that was a big point of advertising. And then all of a sudden, they decided, we're going to form a light bulb syndicate, and everybody's going to scale the lifespan of the bulbs back to 1,000 hours to maximize our profitability. And everybody who licenses the light bulb design from this syndicate, if their light bulbs last longer than 1,000 hours, they have to pay a fine.
Well, I tell you what, that's good work if you can get it. Hey, I'm gonna shut up and listen now. Thanks a lot here.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All righty, let's see. Looking to make sure I'm catching everything that's new. Yeah, here's the story about Senator Dianne Feinstein. I really do think they're going to turn the TSA into the most hated American agency just so Obama can yank the rug out from under them just in time for the elections here. And for those of you in the TSA, do you really think you're ever going to find a job in this country ever again with TSA on your resume? I don't think so here. Now, over on Kauai, one of our fellow news blogs, the HawaiiNewsDaily.com, they have also set up a radiation monitor, like we have here at WhatReallyHappened.com. And apparently they hit a really high 3-minute surge of radiation over the weekend. And they're saying they were getting counts as high as 200. So whether that's from Fukushima, obviously that's the first suspicion. We know that physical debris from the tsunami is now entering the Hawaiian archipelago. Some of it could be hot. Even Michio Kaku, who has sort of taken over Carl Sagan's job as public face of science, and, you know, he's a big banger and a global warming guy, but even he's out there saying that the spent fuel pool for the number 4 reactor at Fukushima is on a knife's edge, could collapse any second from a new quake, from just aging and sagging and deterioration. It's a very scary situation out there. We're still very lucky here on our part of Oahu. We see some occasional surges in radiation, but it's overall higher than it was before Fukushima, but it's still within the safe level. Of course, you know, it's all a matter of percentages. If you inhale or ingest a single emitting particle, it's all over. You're going to get cancer. Period. End of discussion here. Now, the FDA has finally come out and admitted that statin drugs, which are supposed to be this incredibly wonderful medication, and the drugs were, the pharmacy companies and doctors are handing these things out like candy. We were even talking about adding them to drinking water supplies. Apparently, these statin drugs cause diabetes and memory loss. And the FDA is issuing new labeling warnings for statin drugs that the medication can cause memory loss, elevate blood sugar levels, type 2 diabetes, along with muscle damage and liver disease. How wonderful these medications are. They were talking about putting it in the water supply. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. We got a caller on the line. Pat in Great Britain. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just really thinking about, I once heard someone describe the Inland Revenue Service. They call it the Revenue and Customs now, which is your equivalent of the IRS. They have whole armies or teams of people working for them. They make redundancies, but they like anyone that has got new ideas. And I once heard someone describe that their way to operate or their modus operandi is to find new ways to pluck the goose with a minimum amount of hissing.
okay, that's a good phrase.
They're after new ways that they can possibly, you know, pluck the goose with the least possible amount of discord or hissing. And it's now come out. They're going after people who now, you know, like to sell through the online auction sites. Previous caller mentioned one site.
They're doing that here as well. They're imposing taxes on people who buy and sell stuff through eBay, even personal sales now. Big companies or personal sales. They're taxing everything because they're desperate for money. The governments of the West are still unwilling to admit they sold their people into the clutches of a banking system that sooner or later must collapse. And the strategy is we're going to just grab all the money we can, give it to the bankers, so the system percolates along until it's some other administration will take the fall for it. And, of course, sooner or later, there's going to be an administration that can't patch it for it any longer, and it's all going to come apart. I think it's this one. If Europe starts coming apart and those credit default swaps start getting called on, you know, they're not going to hold this country and its economic system together until the November elections. You know, I think we're really in a situation where the United States federal government and the Federal Reserve could be gone by the end of this year. You know, my birthday's in August. I'm hoping I want a new government for my birthday.
Well, that may be. I mean, what you should remember is that if they can pluck the goose and get a bit more, when they then redistribute it to the banks, we must remember the fact that the banks are allowed to leverage that, you know, 10 times, 20 times. I think it used to be 9 times. I think the banks can just leverage it on their computer, whatever number of times they feel like. And we've just created 30 times the original deposit, the original bailout, in new loans. So they can give distribute new loans to people, new loans to Greece. But, yes, I mean, it's a scandal what you hear about. And getting on something else about the IRS and the revenue service, I found out a while ago that in the United States of America, one of the reasons why service is so good in restaurants is that people depend so much upon tips and things like that. Much more, I mean, people give a tip over here, but it's more out of a gentleman sort of thing to do. People are paid reasonably well, but in America, you all depend upon tips. And what I discovered is that the IRS automatically assumes that each waiter that works in a restaurant automatically get so much in tips, and they're then taxed on it in advance.
I know, and yet we have restaurants here in the United States now where the wait persons and the cooks are required to turn the tips over. So the restaurant owner is getting that in order to keep himself in business, and they're still being assessed with a tax on it. I think it's something like the assumption is 15% is considered the standard tip. And even though I'm certainly not a person of any wealth, I will intentionally overtip because I know those kids – you know, with the trays, they're trying to pay their way through school and everything, and they're not getting a lot of money. And partly I do that as a reaction to that Wall Street bozo who, you know, as a tip, wrote on the check of this restaurant on Wall Street saying, why don't you get a real job and stop begging for money? And, okay.
One last thing. Obviously over here, it's become sort of known that whenever you give a tip, always, never, ever add it onto the bottom of a credit card slip, always paying in cash a separate tip. And half of it should go to the waiter who cooked the meal, but, you know, but anyway, that's all I've got to say.
That's a good point. I don't use credit cards to pay for meals. I pay for cash or I sit home and eat hot dogs. All right, thanks. We're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Vince in Indiana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I got to be somewhere.
No, I thought I lost you. I heard a click. Anyway, aloha, Michael. Listen, as far as the IRS and our taxes, since you're on this subject, I'm going to try to keep my cool here, but every time I think of this, my blood boils. And I know every time when you end your show, you always say, stay angry, hug your loved ones, and so on and so on. Well, if this doesn't make your listeners angry, I don't know what will. And I sent you an email on this. You didn't post it, but RBN did put it on their website. Last year, either the IRS and the Obama administration know about this problem. There is a tax loophole to where the illegal aliens were able to get away with $4.2 billion of our tax money for their dependents.
Which is great. That practically guarantees they'll continue to vote for Obama.
Well, what I don't understand, Michael, is this, and I hope I hope there's law enforcement officials listening to what I'm saying here, is my question to them, they should ask themselves, how can they do a job where they are not only destroying our lives, but the lives of their own families for a paycheck? How can they do it? Even a damn wild animal will look out for its child, its kin. But here you have these people just to do a job. Are they that brainwashed?
Well,
do they not understand?
Yeah, they are. They're basically slaves to these beliefs that they have been raised with and indoctrinated with. See, our entire society is geared to basically take little children when they are too young to understand that the big people are going to lie to them, and they put them in kindergarten or they put them in Sunday school, and they feed them belief systems. And as they grow older, their personality grows up around those core beliefs. And that means anybody who's able to manipulate those beliefs is in control of the population. You know, do what we tell you or you will go to the dark regions. Our government is good, their government is bad, therefore anything that we tell you to do is what you should do. And a lot of these people who are part of this machine, don't see it as evil because they are blinded by their beliefs. They're slaves to their beliefs. No chain of iron or steel ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made out of the beliefs they are indoctrinated with as children. There was this wonderful line in the first Matrix movie saying, all these people around you are still plugged into the system. They don't see it slavery. They will continue to defend that system, even though it is working against them. We had this wonderful video that was on the website the other day called The Jones Plantation. I'm going to reprise it to the top of the website as soon as the show is over because you need to watch that one. And, yes, it is brainwashing, and there is a lot of it in our society. And it comes through the corporate media. It comes through our state-sponsored schools and the amount of lies we are being fed with, obviously, global warming being a very easily recognized one. The one where C-SPAN is trying to say the tweets are favoring Mitt Romney when you can see on the screen it was favoring Ron Paul. That is how blatant the lying is. And that's the only way the government can control you. All governments lie to their people. They always have. They always will. You just need to accept that. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as expected, the Ron Paul campaign has issued a new statement. No, the campaign is not suspended. It's being redirected. They are in this thing until the very, very end, and all of these media pundits, these prostitutes, including the Drudge Report, trying to spin this as he's out, all hail King Mitt, the Etch-a-Sketch candidate. This is going to turn out to be as big an embarrassment for them as, I think it was the Chicago Tribune, who said, Dewey wins. And, of course, it was actually Harry Truman who won. So I'm going to make up a graphic about that as soon as the show's over, which we're coming up on. Just understand something. I was talking about this before we went to the break. Every government on earth lies to its people to control them. Ramses the Great lied to the Egyptians about whipping the Hittites at Kadesh. Napoleon lied to the French about beating the Egyptians at the Nile. Lyndon Johnson lied about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. President McKinley lied about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Roosevelt lied about Pearl Harbor being a surprise. Bush lied about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. That is the only way they can control you, by raising you to think that being truthful is the normal course of events, so that when they lie to you, you will believe it. That is the entire foundation of their power, to lie to you. Only we see it now, and we know it. And the best lesson we could ever give to our children so that they have a better world is to say that the people on that television set or that computer screen who are paid by corporations to tell you things are telling you lies. Synthetic bovine growth hormone is good for you. Aspartame is healthy. Vaccines don't give you autism. And on and on and on and on. When you understand that the American people are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, that is your first step to breaking free of that prison of lies and deceptions in which you are caged. I think one of the reasons the movie The Matrix was so popular is people recognize the metaphor of our current society. All righty, one more story before we get to the end of the show here. Apparently, schools in the United States of America are now starting to ignore spelling errors in student homework in order to avoid damaging the pupils' self-esteem. This is apparently the new guideline coming out of No Child Left Behind is, well, as long as you can still divine the intent of the student, we don't need to worry about those fussy little spelling mistakes, because we don't want the students to feel that they're not great Americans and willing to go out with a rifle to prove it. Talk about your decline and fall of a major empire here. Apparently, claims made by some of Australia's leading global warming cultists that they were subjected to death threats have been debunked by the privacy commissioner, who found out that in point of fact, they just made it up. That, too, is another common lie that we see from, well, especially from Israel. Oh, we're being threatened. Believe what we tell you because somebody is threatening our lives. All right, that's it for our show. We got more stuff. We're going to take it into tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay calm, hug your loved ones. I'm flustered. I'm so angry about this Ron Paul thing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.